40 Days of Words, Healing Words. From Proverbs 12:18, we read, "Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing." Hi, this is Jim Brown. It happens at different ages, but at some time in our youth, we all realize that not everyone we meet tells the truth. Further, we learn that not everyone is kind. Not everyone speaks words that make you feel better, and often do just the opposite. It's a theme we find throughout the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New, that our words matter. What you and I say matters. I'd like to focus in this devotional, though, on the second half of that verse, "But the words of the wise bring healing." Another translation says this entire verse this way, "Reckless words are like the thrusts of a sword. Cutting remarks are meant to stab and to hurt, but the words of the wise soothe and heal," unquote. I remember being sunburned on and off during my growing up years. It was obvious just by looking at me that I was red and burnt. And I remember my mother soothing my pain by putting the right kind of sunburn lotion on my very red skin. I remember the coolness and the relief that that cream and my mother brought me, and I was most appreciative. Wise words can be used to bring healing and comfort to someone who, if you'll follow the analogy, has been burned by the world. All around us are people who feel hurt, betrayed, unjustly criticized, or in some other way stabbed by cutting remarks or actions that feel like a knife wound. Consider this. Your words might be used by God to bring soothing, relief, and start the healing process in someone. Look around, be sensitive, and ask the Lord for the words to say at the right time. My prayer. Lord, help me to be an instrument of your peace. Make me wise in the use of my words, and help me to use them to bring the healing you want to those around me in need. Amen.